Okay, today's daf is Truma's daf Pei Aleph. Pei Aleph, we're into the 80s. We're into the 80s. Remember, Truma's has 107 dafim. So we have about 30 daf left. But every day is its own world. And we pick up now on Pei Mabez. We are four lines from the bottom. Va'atun Amrin. Va'atun Amrin. So remember what we are talking about. The Chavraya on Daf Ayin Tes Amid Beis made a statement about our Mishnah. Remember, our Mishnah has two cases. The first two cases of the Mishnah, right? One of the first case is where one has two barrels and there are Safik Tamei Safik Tahor. So what's the halacha? Do you have to, if you have a barrel that's Safik Tamei Safik Tahor, do you have to guard it? Do you have to make sure it doesn't become Vadei Tamei? Or do you say, no, I don't, you could put it into a place that's vulnerable to get Tamei? So what's the halacha? That's the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer said, you gotta guard it. Gotta guard it. But our focus has been Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, once it's safek tameh, then you can leave it in a vulnerable place. So that's the first case of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yeshua does not say that you can be metame it directly, but you could just leave it in a vulnerable place. That was case one, and that was yesterday's discussion. Because yesterday's discussion was the first half of Chavraya statement. Right? The Chavraya, the rabbi said that who is that first case of the Mishnah like? That's like Rabbi Yossi and not Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir says you could just actually be metame it once it's suffic. And we had all the discussion on yesterday's daf. Is that really true? Does your mayor say you can actually be metame suffic truma? Right? Suffic truma tamea or not? So that was all part one. Then today we're going to get to part two. Part two, the second half of the Chavraya statement. What did they say? The second case of the Mishnah. The second case of the Mishnah is where I have some truma, the barrel broke, of truma wine, and now it's about to pour into my chulin tamean. So if I do nothing, my chulin's going to be ruined, my truma's going to be ruined, everything's going to be ruined, nothing's going to be able to be eaten. So what are the two choices? The choices are, I have some bowls and pots here that are tame, that I could catch the truma in. That's going to be metame my truma, but at least it'll save my chulin, which is sitting on. My chulin is chulin tame and can be eaten. Truma tame can't be eaten. So am I allowed to do that? I'm going to directly be metame that, or do I have to go down the block and find the kli tahar? By the time I get back, you know, I'm not going to save too much. I'm not going to save too much. If I could save a revius, then everybody agrees that it's that I have to do that. But if I can't save a revius, am I allowed to be metame directly that truma? So that is the that's what Chavraya says. That line is like Rabbi Meir, because what does that line say? According to Rabbi Yeshua, in that second case, you could actually take tame kalim and catch the wine. So what does that show? That shows that you could actually, that's like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says only you can't go that far. You can't go that far in terms of being metame directly. So yesterday's daf was the first half of the statement. Today's daf, at least the first half of today's daf, is the second half of the statement. Right? Again, the second half of the statement, what did the Chavraya say about the second case of our Mishnah? That's only Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi would not allow you to get tame kalim directly. Fine. So let's see. Says the Gemara now, V'atun Amrin. So you say, four lines up, five lines up for the bottom, V'atun Amrin. You say that. Chavis, we're going to switch the gears, Chavis Hashnia. The second case of our Mishnah. Karebi Meir. You say, again, what's the case? You have Truma, perfect Truma, that's falling into, right, the barrel broke, it's going to fall into the bottom of the wine press, into Chulin Temeyan. So, and if you don't do anything, everything's going to be ruined, nothing's going to be able to be in. Ever. The truma is going to be tame, and the chulin is going to be tame, and it's going to be medume. So, says the Gemara, V'yaton amrin v'chavis shnia kribi meir, v'les Rabbi Yossi modaba. Rabbi Yossi is not going to agree to that. Rabbi Yossi is not going to agree that if you have the truma falling into the chulin tame, you have to let it get ruined, right? You have to go try to get a tahar barrel and not use the kalim tame here. Is that really true? But what, and it's only according to Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yossi? So now we're going to argue on that. Vatani, but then we learn in a Braisa that talks about this Mishnah. Bamedvar Mamurim, when does Rabbi Yeshua say? And again, the whole discussion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir is all within Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yeshua, the earlier Tana. So Bamedvar Mamurim, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that you're allowed to not run down the block? You could use the tummy pots that you have here. When does he say you could do that? Bibar She'ein Bo Kedei Lahalos. In a pit where the chulin is not enough to be mevatel, the truma falling in. Meaning you have the truma falling in, you don't have 100 in chulin to be mevatel, the truma. So you're going to end up being meduma, and everything's going to be ruined. Aval bebar she yesh bo kedei lahalos. But if you're chulin, you have a ton of chulin. So even after the truma falls in, the chulin temein will be mevatelit, and therefore you'll be able to eat the chulin temein. Then afilu kol shu asal atamos. Then you can't do it. You can't touch any atame kli. You can't bring a kli because what's going to happen? It's going to be batel. Okay, it'll be batel. It'll be batel, and then you'll be able to eat all the chulin. The truma is going to disappear. What? Your choshish for that avne miluim that we mentioned, that even being mevatel truma is going to be an isa daraisa, mevatel an isa darchila, but you're not doing anything here. It's happening by itself. So that's what the Brisa says. The Brisa says about our Mishnah, that when does Rabbi Yeshua say you could use these kelim tameim, these pots? That's only if it's going to get ruined, if it's going to become a duma. But if you have a ton of chulin that's going to be batel, then you're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Meir doesn't have such a limit. The ink Rabbi Meir, if you're saying it's like Rabbi Meir, ha, or he yesh bo kedei lahalos, he ain't bo kedei lahalos. Rabbi Meir shouldn't have a limit. Meaning Rabbi Meir shouldn't depend on whether you're going to have a financial loss or not. Why? How do you know that? You know that from Rabbi Meir Psachim. Remember yesterday we said our Mishnah has to be read with the Mishnah Psachim. What did Rabbi Meir say in Psachim? Erev Pesach, you have chametz. You have truma tahora chametz, truma tamea chametz. What does Rabbi Meir say? You can burn it all together. You can burn it all together. Burn it all together. It's not going to hurt you to burn them separately. It's not going to cost you anything. And yet Rameir says, don't worry about it. What do you see from that Mishnah? Rameir doesn't care about Hefsid, about the monetary loss. Doesn't matter. Even if there's no monetary loss, you can still burn it together. So says the Gemara, so this Brisa that we just quoted, which is explaining our Mishnah, the Brisa which limits the case of our Mishnah, and the Brisa says, you can only use these tamei pots if the whole thing's going to be ruined. But if it's not going to be ruined, then you're not allowed to use the tamei pots. That can't be according to Rabbi Meir. Because according to Rabbi Meir, there shouldn't be any limit. Rameir doesn't care about whether you're going to have a hefsid or not. You know that from the Mishnah Imsachim. So that's what the Gemara says now again. Let's read it again. Vini Rabbi Meir, he yesh bo kedei lahalos, he ain't bo kedei lahalos. And yet, afilu kol shu asal atamos. But we just read in the Braisa that it's asur to use the tamei pots if there's not going to be a hefsid, a monetary loss. So what must you say? Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir shouldn't have any limits. It must be like Rabbi Yossi. And even Rabbi Yossi would agree that this is okay. Against the Chavraya. Remember, what did we start with today? The Chavraya say that the second case of our Mishnah is only going to Rabbi Meir, not going to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir is the one that says you can actually be Matami directly. Rabbi Yossi would never say such a thing. So we're saying, no, wait a minute. The Brisa explains that, our case of the Mishnah. And according to the Brisa, there's a limit. Rabbi Meir wouldn't have that limit. So it must be that this line is like Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Meir. And that's a kasha on Chavraya. Va'od min hadah, and I'll bring you another proof. Another proof that Rabbi Yossi must agree to this case of our Mishnah. Again, Rabbi Yossi, who has the more limited heter. Not that you're allowed to be metame everything right when it's suffix. Va'omenada, ditaninan. Because, what did that Mishnah say? Again, Psachim Yadalad. You can't do Trumas. Our Mishnah and Trumas here without that Mishnah in Psachim Yadalad. Va'omenada. What was the language of the Mishnah there? Remember the case? Over there, Rabbi Meir says, that you're allowed to take, like I just explained, you're allowed to take on Erev Pesach, Truma Temeah, and Truma Tahora, and burn it all together. And Rabbi Yossi says that based on Mi Divrayim Lamadnu, from their words, which we thought, as we've interpreted up until now, on yesterday's Av, today's Av, Mi Divrayim Lamadnu, Rabbi Meir's Lashon of Mi Divrayim, from their words we learned, he's referring to our Mishnah right here in Trumas. That's how Rish Lakish understands the Gemara, and that's how we've been assuming. From Rabbi Meir says, you look at our Mishnah, you're allowed, if you have truma falling, you're allowed to take the barrel and be metamiyad. So what do you see from there? Once something is going to get lost, not edible, you can be metamiyad, don't worry about it. That's what you get from the second case of our Mishnah. So that's what Rabbi Meir says there. So too, everything's going to be chametz, it's going to be usher, so you're going to take your truma tahora and take your truma tameya and burn it all together on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi says to that, eina min amida. Don't compare, not so fast. Eina hi hamida. So this is the Gemara. What is Rabbi Yossi arguing on? Rabbi Yossi is arguing on when Rabbi Meir says, just like Mishnah in Trumas, so too Mishnah in Psachim, and Rabbi Yossi says, not so fast. What must he mean by not so fast? I don't like that comparison. Meaning, I agree with A, I just don't agree with stretching it to B. That's what we think Einahi Amida means. Which means that what? Rabbi Yossi agrees to A, just not to B to the stretch. So Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Mishnah in Trumas. He just doesn't agree to the extension of the Mishnah in Pesachim. So Amar Rabbi Yossi, Einahi Amida. Rabbi Yossi says in that Mishnah in Pesachim, Daf Yudalit in the Bavli, Einahi Amida. Veles bar inish Amar Eina, no person would ever use such a lashon of Einahi Amida, Ela dehu modi al kadmaisa. It must be that he agrees to step one. He agrees to step one, the Mishnah in Trumos. So again, against the Chavraya. The Chavraya said, we started off today's shiur, the second half of the Chavraya statement, right, what they said on the bottom of the Vayin Tesla base, that the second case of our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yossi. We just knocked that out twice. We said, no. Number one, it can't be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir goes much further. The Braisa limits that it's only where you have not so much chulin, but if you have a lot of chulin, you can't do that. Remeir wouldn't care about that. Remeir will go across the board, it's mutter. So that's why it can't be like Remeir, must be like Rabbi Yossi. And now we just said, and also the language of the Mishnah Pesachim, where Rabbi Yossi says, I don't agree to the comparison. So, obviously he agrees to the original din of the Mishnah in Trumas. So again, our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yossi. So says the Gemara, so my Kadun, why wouldn't he like the comparison? Meaning, what's the comparison? The our Mishnah, where you have the barrel of Truma that broke, and it's falling into Chulin Temeyan. Rabbi Yossi would say, there it's okay. There you could catch it with the Tamei Kalim. But Erev Pesach, where you have Truma Tahora and Truma Temeya, that you can't burn together. What's the difference? Why can't, Rabbi Meir makes that extension. Rabbi Yossi says, Einahi Amida. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, there's a big difference. Taman. Over there, which in Yerushalmi's language means here, meaning the discussion is over there, and it means here. Meaning, in our case of the Truma, what's happening? You have Truma falling into Chulin Temeyan, you're going to lose all of your Chulin Temeyan. HaTorah Chasam, Amon HaShe Yisrael. The Torah has Rachmanis. The Torah cares for the monetary assets of the Jews, and therefore, if there's a way to protect it, we protect it. Meaning, there's a Hefsid. In our case, where the Truma is going to fall into the Chulin Temeyan, you're losing it. Hacha, Ma'is the Chamemar. What's going to happen by the Chametz? You have Truma Tahara, Truma Temeya. So, what's the other, burning it separately? Okay. Why, you're not going to have a Hefsid for that. So that's why you have to burn it separately. When does Rabbi Yossi say that you have this allowance of being Metame, the Truma that's going to be ruined with this Hefsid? Like our case. The Truma is falling into Chulin Temeyan. But the case of Erev Pesach, there's 10 fires on your block of burning the chametz. You happen to put your Truma Temeyan into one fire. You can put the Truma Torah into another fire. What do you have to put into the same fire for? It's not causing you any loss. So this is the Gemara. 1 minute. One second. The Gemara says, why not? Yes, it's causing you a loss. Not my case. 10 fires. Let's say you're making your own fire. V'hacha einam afsido mamon. What, by the chametz, you're not causing a loss by having to burn it separately? Shutzarech eitzim l'sarfo zela atzmo v'zela atzmo. What do you mean? You're going to have to make two fires instead of one fire. Isn't that a little monetary loss? Right? You're going to have to make two fires. The Gemara says, come on. Lehefsin meruba chashu, lehefsin muad lo chashu. Rabbi Yossi allows it for hefsin meruba, but not for hefsin muad. Right? And that is the maskana, adkan, that we said that, the second case of our Mishnah against the Chavraya, who said that it has to be Rabbi Meir, we've just proven that it could be Rabbi Yossi also. Why does Rabbi Yossi allow it? Hefsin Meruba. If there's Hefsin Meruba, I'll allow it. And therefore, it is, okay. Hefsin Meruba is a factor that comes up often in Yerideya. The Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamed Aleph in Yerideya talks about some type of, Hilchos Treifos, which most of us are not familiar with, all the different types of trefas. So the Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch talks about different types of holes in the membrane of the brain. Certain types of holes that go all the way through is a trefa, and it only goes on the outside layer. It's not a trefa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Amach yesh lebo shnei beis kruim zeh al zeh. There are two membranes around the brain of the animal. Nigi v'tachton, nekem mefula trefa. If the inner one gets a hole in it from through, then it's a trefa. Again, we generally don't have to check for all these trefas. But if you know, there's a reyes on, you have to check. So if it has that, it's a trefa. Avalim nigi v'elyon levadot kshera. But if only the outer membrane is punctured, then it's kosher. The Yesh Matrifin Gamkein Benikeva El Yom Levad. Says the Ramah, but some say, based on certain Rishonim, even if only the outer membrane has a hole, you have to be matrifid. V'hachinog, and that's where we're noeg to not eat the animal if it has just a puncture in the outer membrane. Imlo b'makam hefsin meruba. Unless it's a big financial loss. Hefsin meruba. Ramah, das atzmo. Das atzmo. Hefsin meruba. So says the Pischei Tshuva. What does hefsin meruba mean? This is a very important Pischei Tshuva. Right here. Sifkat and Beis. Laman Aleph Beis. What is hefsin meruba? He quotes many tshuvas. Ayin tshuvas, har ha-karmel. Shemavur b'kamaduchti, lakab hefsin meruba. Kama nikra hefsin meruba. What is it? And he quotes from the tshuvas nachla shiva. No sin klal baze. The hefsin yoser mishtus b'keren mikri hefsin meruba. If you're going to lose 1/6 of your principal, that's a hefsin meruba. And the quotes that from the Nachla Shiva, and the Chuvas Hara Carmel argues, he says, I don't understand. What? If it's more than 1/6. So if you have 6 gold coins, and your hefsid is 1.5, that's a hefsid meruba. That's a hefsid meruba. But if you have 600 gold coins, and you're going to lose 99, oh, not a hefsid meruba. Because it's not a sixth. Right? So 1.5 out of 6, that's a hefsid meruba. But 99 out of 600, that's not a hefsid meruba. How can you give such an objective pick a number that it's 1/6. So he says, that's a joke. If you say that's the halacha, it's a joke. There's no exact amount. What's called hefsin meruba. It goes on the person, it goes on his financial state. That's it. Makes a lot of sense.
Beautiful. And then he quotes a couple of fascinating sveikas. He goes, Ayin shuvis ma'ara goler b'kiv eger. Look in the shuvis of b'kiv eger. Shekasav shu mesupak b'kama inyanim demikilim b'hefsin meruba. I have a couple of questions. Beis be'e bu'e desmichi b'mayim zachim. Emataba shofach beis o gimel behemis. V'yibakulam beis bu'e. What if you had the shochet, shechs 5 animals, any one of, you have the sveikas about these animals, any one of them would not be a hefsin meruba. But altogether it's a hefsin meruba. So is that called hefsin meruba? U'be'inyin dechadav eim alo avi hefsin meruba. Rak beis v'gimel hefsin meruba. Im zeo mikri hefsin meruba alo. Kiba de kol echad ba'atzma alo avi hefsin meruba. Right, it must be. The shochet is going to have a big hefsid. So even though it's 5 different animals, maybe it should be called the hefsid meruba. Pashut. And then what happens? What if the animals belong to different people? You have one shochet for 5 different people. So he's shechting the animal, 5 different people. Each one of them has a suffix. So altogether, there's hefsid meruba. But each person himself is not going to have a hefsid meruba. So you mako there, in a case where you're mako by hefsin meruba. He says, Pashut, the filu kulu kulam bo basachas, even if they all come to the posik at the same time, Vizarch lifsor kulam the trefa, lo ave hefsin meruba. That's not hefsin meruba, vein lahakel. Vefshar, what if there's one animal that's owned by 5 people? Right? Similar case. Afilu be ma'achas vijal shishufin. So again, each one will not have a hefsin meruba. Vilu aisa shal echad hay hefsin meruba, brak hashta shishal shutfim, ein lahakel, kivin de lakal echad lo avi hefsin meruba. All of these fascinating, shilas. What about a couple of others? He says, okay, that's, Gimel. Sifkat and Beis. Ramosha also discusses this. Ramosha has in Yaradeya, Chelak Aleph, Simin Yud Zayin. Bamen nechshav hefsin meruba. What's nechshad? So what does he quote first? Pischei Tshuva Siman Lamed Aleph. He quotes these sources, and then he says, he just said like the beginning of the Pischei Tshuva. It depends on the person. It depends on the situation. Lefi ne yizdaiti laze lefi haadam vazman tali ze lefi raos eini hamore avalein lahachmir bazev. He says every. And the Posek will give different answers to different people and different situations because it depends on what is called hefsin meruba for one person might not be hefsin meruba for another person. And again, hefsin meruba comes up often and many times poskim, even where the earlier poskim didn't use it, they use it. Just to mention too, Rav Avadya in Chelek Gimel of Yechaveh Das discusses a case. Hefsin meruba doesn't only mean financial hefsin meruba. It could just mean situational hefsin meruba. What's it? Rav Avadya has the following case. There's chayalei tzahal hamagiyim lebeisam lechufshak tzara be'erev Shabbos achar tzaharayim samach leknisas haShabbos. A soldier gets home right before Shabbos
and he has to go back right after Shabbos. And he has laundry. If he doesn't get his laundry done, and he has to go back in dirty laundry, that is hefsid, meruba. I mean, it's disgusting. So what do? You can't mamash do malacha daraisa. So, valei machzor basisam b'motzoi Shabbos. In mutter lahem, can they at least put the stuff in the wash before Shabbos, even though there's an isser called afsha milsa, to have loud kalim in your rishus working on Shabbos? But in this, are there any hatterim in this case? So first paragraph, he goes through the issue of Shrisas Kalim, which we paskin lakula, right? Machlokas b'Shammai Silal. B'Shammai says, even your Kalim have to rest on Shabbos. We don't paskin that way. We paskin midaraisa. Even your Kalim are allowed. You're not allowed to work on Shabbos. Your animals are not allowed to work on Shabbos. Your avadim are not allowed to work on Shabbos. But your Kalim are allowed to work on Shabbos. So mitzad Shrisas Kalim, mutter. But then he says, the second half, he says, what about Shrisas Kalim? What about the Afsha Milsa? Loud noises. So he says, maybe Machlokas Bechaben the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch is not as problematic. So maybe if you're an Asfardi, it's better. But he says, in this case, I think, Bimakom Hefsid Yesh Lohakel. What's the Hefsid here? The Hefsid isn't a financial Hefsid, but it's a situational Hefsid. So this is one of the examples where the post can say, Bavakam Hefsid, if there's a sheet out there to rely on, we can rely on it. One other sheet, and that is in the other direction. In the back of Chelek Hay of Yaradeya, of Yechavidas, I'm sorry, the back of Yechavidas Chelek Hay, so there are like 10 pages where the Ravadia has Klale Maran Shulchan Aruch. He goes through the Klalim of the Shulchan Aruch. So he has 4 pages on each of these, like 5 headings. He says, number one, how the Shulchan Aruch always goes by the Rambam Rush Riff. He discusses that. And then he says, the Shulchan Aruch really goes like the Rambam. Right, that's paragraph 2. Number 3, what is the relationship between the Shulchan Aruch and Rashi and Tosus? Right, that's paragraph 3. Paragraph 4, the Kabbalah of Klal Yisrael of the Shulchan Aruch. Right, on the Kever in Svat, there it talks about the whole controversy of the smicha controversy. Remember, based on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin says you could restart the smicha smicha. You don't need ishmi piish. Right? If all the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael get together and say they agree that somebody should get smicha, so he should get smicha. And that's what happened in the 1500s. All the rabbis of Tzfat got together and they decided we're going to give smicha to the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Cairo. He wasn't the Shulchan Aruch yet. But he says, we're going to give smicha to Rabbi Yosef Cairo. Great. What was the problem? Only the Rabbanim of Tzfat agreed to that. The Rabbanim of Yerushalayim did not agree to that, and therefore the whole story ended, because you have to have all the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael that agree to each other. You don't need the Rabbanim of Chutz Laretz. They are not counted in this equation. But the Rabbanim of Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it didn't work. But it says so it was rejected. So his smicha didn't work. But it says on the kever there, and he quotes it here, that it didn't work, but ultimately he got the greatest smicha of Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael accepted his psak as the posek achron for all psak. And then he goes through all the achronim that quote this, and that we pass on the Shulchan Aruch, goli v'yadua, right, that you can't argue on the Shulchan Aruch, afilum yachal, yeah, he quotes all these achronim, afilum yachal kualav kol achronim, v'gam achinu robnei ashkenazu polin, mor malacha lamaisa, kedivre, he says, the others, we pass on like the Shulchan Aruch, afilum mea achronim, cholkim al psak Shulchan Aruch, he quotes this from the Tshuva's Rav Pa'alim, the Ben Ishchai, right, afilum mea achronim, cholkim al psak Shulchan Aruch, einonu shomen lahem lahakel, afilu b'malkam hefsin meruba. We follow Yosef. And he quotes Pesukim about Yosef, that Yosef is our mashbir, and that's the Rabbi Yosef Cairo. And Menashamayim zichu es maran she is kablu psakov bechol ha'olam. Right, and that is just these 10 pages. That's at the end of Rav Avadia. Okay, that's a little bit about Hefsid Meruba. So now we go Amar Rav Yossi. Right, we're up to Amar Rav Yossi. Second to last line here, the bottom of Aleph Amar Aleph. Amar Rav Yossi ben Bon. Tiftar, 1 second. Says Rabbi Yosef Barbon, maybe we could reject everything we've said the past day and a half. What do you mean reject? Meaning everything we've said up until now has been one understanding of the relationship between the Mishnah in Psachim and the Mishnah in Trumas. Remember the language of the Mishnah in Psachim. Rabbi Meir starts off his shita by saying, "Mi divrayam lamadnu." From their words, we learned that you could burn Truma Tamei and Truma Torah together. And what do we say that means? From our Mishnah. From our Mishnah, where you're allowed to catch the Truma in a Tamei Kli, so Rabbi Meir says, so when you have Truma Tamei and Truma Torah, you can burn it together. Says Rabbi Yossi Barbun, that's only Reish Lakish's view in Psachim over there.
But Rabbi Yochanan there has a totally different shot. Midivrei Lamanu over there has nothing to do with the Mishnah in Trumas. Midivrei Lamanu means from the ratio of that Mishnah in Psachim, then you could learn Midivrei Lamanu. And according to that, it's a totally different understanding. And you don't have kashas on the Chavraya here. What's the ratio of that Mishnah over there? That's Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, you're allowed to burn, we know there's a mitzvah of burning karbanos, right, if they became tame. So what if you have a carbon that became tame with an avatoma and a carbon that became tame with a shlishi latoma? Are you allowed to burn them together? Because if you burn them together, the shlishi latoma is going to become more tame as you burn it. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim says, it's okay, you could do that. You could do that. That's Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. And then Rabbi Akiva's mosif on that. If you have oil that became tummy with a tful yom, a shlishi, and something that became tummy mace, you're allowed to burn it all together. Those are all, again, without getting into all those details, that's the ratio of that Mishnah. The things that are already tummy, you could burn it with things that are more tummy, even though those things are going to become more tummy in the process, that's okay. And that's what Rabbi Meir says, midevrayim lamanu, you could burn truma tameya and truma tahora together. That was Rabbi Meir's extension. But according to that, it's very different than any of our discussion for the past half and a half. Let's read it now. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Bon, Tiftar Kemanda Amar. Maybe we should understand that like the opinion that's Rabbi Yochanan over there in Psachim, Midive Rabbi Akiva, Midive Rabbi Chanina ben Akohanim, Veleshma Minaklum. And then the whole conversation that we've had over the past day and a half, daf and a half, would be different. Would be different because that Mishnah Psachim is not based on the Mishnah in Shrumas, right? It's based on the Mishnah Psachim, and therefore it would be a different conversation. Fine. Period. Weiter. Other opinions about who the Tanaim are for the basis in our Mishnah. And again, we're still focusing on the first two cases of our Mishnah. First two cases of our Mishnah. Remember the first case, you have barrels that are Safi Tami, Safi Tar. Are you allowed, you have to leave them where they are? Do you have to hide them? Do you have to put them in an open space? So that was Rabbi Yeshua said, you can put them in an open space. You can make them vulnerable to Tuma. And then the second case of the Mishnah, you can actually be metame them by catching them in the Tame Kalim. So, Rabbi Ila, Rabbi Zeira, Trehon, Bishem Rabbi Yochanan, they both say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Chavis Harishona. The first case, where Rabbi Yeshua says you could put it in a makam torfa, Rabbi Yossi. That's like Rabbi Yossi. Meaning, because according to Rabbi Meir, you'd be able to actually be metamiyat. So that was, that's, this first half was like the Chavraya that we had on Ayin Tazma Beis. Vashniya, but the second case, Ben the Rabbi Meir, Ben Rabbi Yossi. Everybody would agree in the second case. Meaning the case where your chulin is gonna get ruined, and your truma is gonna get ruined. So everybody would agree there, because Rabbi Yossi agrees, they have some meruba, as we've already said. Amar Rabbi Zeira Kumi Rabbi Mana, Valesha da Pliga al Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Zeira asks, Rabbi Yossi doesn't ask Rabbi Hefsa Meruba? He thinks Hefsa Meruba is an issue? So the answer is, yes. We're going to say yes. He's going to agree by Hefsa Meruba. Because what are you going to say? You're going to tell me that the second case of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yossi. But it's not like Rabbi Meir either. Amar le, nomar de lo ka Rabbi Yossi, you're suggesting Rabbi Mana answers Rabbi Zeira. You're suggesting that it's not like Rabbi Yossi. Then nomar de lo ka Rabbi Meir, but then it's not going to be like Rabbi Meir either. Why? Because Rabbi Meir is even, more, Rabbi Meir would allow it even in the first case. The second case is never pashut. So, it's gotta be Rabbi Yossi. Lefisha Matzina Rabbi Meir Sarev Tuliyah B'chol Makom. Because Rabbi Meir allows you to burn, according to this version, Safik Truma, Safik Tame, Truma, that's Safik Tame, Safik Tar. And therefore, the second case can't only be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir says even greater Chidushim. So it has to be Rabbi Yossi. You're telling me it can't be Rabbi Yossi? Then who is it like? So that is why it must be that it's like Rabbi Yossi, as well. Fine. Aber Rabbi Mat, so a little different than the Chavraya. The second case of the Mishnah is a Kuli Alma, not like just the Chavraya who said it was only Rabbi Yossi and not Rabbi, only Rabbi Meir, not Rabbi Yossi. Amar Rabbi Mana, Azlus the Kesarin. I went to Kesaria once. Shamis, I heard, Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Meir Sorif Tuliya b'chol Makom. I heard them say that according to Rabbi Meir, anytime you have Truma, that a Savi Tami Savi Tar, you can burn it. Like the Pashas of the Mishnah Psachim. It's not a separate din of Erev Pesach. Rabbi Meir holds that you have Truma, that Savi Tami Savi Tar, you can burn it. V'amarts, v'amrisle, and I told him, is that really true? Kigon Shehi, switch the word, kagonchi tuya dvar Torah. That's fine if it's suffik tame suffik tar tuma daraisa. Would he even say that by tuma derabanan? Would Remeir even say that if you have truma that's suffik tame midrabanan, you could also burn it right out? You don't have to wait. You don't have to like tluya and make it wait until it becomes tame. Would he say that? Amar li in. And the rabbis in Caesarea told me, Chizki and Rabbi Yirmiyah, yeah. Even if it's only suffik tame midrabanan. So, and what's your proof? Ana patarle shenimtes nitmes bimadr shalgayim. Right, even in a tumah derabanan, where, what is this talking about? This is a Mishnah in Ahalos, in the 18th parak of Maseches Ahalos, all the way at the end of Maseches Ahalos, where in the days of old we had to assume that idolaters, when their wives would have a miscarriage, they wouldn't schlep to the whole cemetery. They might just bury their miscarriage right under their house. In the dirt floor, just bury it right there. And maybe it was big enough to be Matame Mace. So that's why we said all houses of idolaters in those days are Suffolk Tame Mace. Midrabanan, because you have no idea. Chazal goes there. Right, and that's what the Mishnah says in Ahalos, in the 18th parak. Midoros Hagoyim Temeyan. So, and that's where Rabbi Meir says, even if you have a Suffolk about that, you're gonna be able to burn it. Oh, so you see, Rabbi Meir holds even the Rabbanan, right? Where do you see that's Rabbi Meir Shita? My Islach, what's your Raya? What's your Raya? Where do you see that? Tatani is finishing up, because the Braisa about that Mishnah says, Mother shall goyim tolin. In this case, where you have the place where the idolaters live, tolin, it's a suffik. So you have to consider it suffik, tamei suffitar. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, sarfin. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, no, you're allowed to burn it. And that's clearly a case of suffik tuma drabanan. So Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, burn. What, you're going to tell me Rabbi Meir says only drabanan, only daraisa, not drabanan? Then there's going to be three shitas in the Tanoim. We'd rather not say that. The Tanakami here says, consider it a suffik. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda says, you could burn it even though it's suffik drabanan. And Rabbi Meir says, umeke chilik. We don't think that. We'd rather say there are two deyas in the Tanoim and not three. So therefore, we assume Rabbi Meir holds like this, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, who says, even by a suffik tuma drabanan, you could burn your truma. There's no isser. The only isser of burning truma, of destroying truma, is where it is tahar, legamre, and you're going to be able to eat it. But if you're not going to be able to eat it, even if only rabbinically, you're not going to be able to eat it, there is no isser, according to Rabbi Meir, of destroying that truma. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. But a lot of hefs and merubah discussions, important discussions, for Yaradeya.